recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. And let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together.
Mr. Mayor, everybody's in attendance today.
Great. Disclosure of interest this evening, councillors. I have one.
Yep.
We just mentioned that I've got flood damage on a lane adjacent to my property, so there's no interest from there or anything, but it's there in case anyone wants to have a chat about it.
For the recording, that's items with regards to item 6.6, and it's a less than significant non-pecuniary conflict.
Okay, confirmation of the minutes. Can I have a mover? Confirm the minutes, please. Councillor Fennell, the seconder. Who's going to put their head up? Councillor Moore? Councillor Clark was close. Right. Any comments, Councillor Fennell?
If I could, thank you. Just on page 4, regarding strengthening community application, Hearts of Gold, for the Hearts of Gold Committee. I'm just wondering if we could have something minuted on that, please.
Well, basically, my comment is also going to be particularly on that one because, you know, the motion I moved that it lay on the table, and that was just the original motion. It's a procedural motion that lays on the table until the next meeting. And effectively, that's all it needed to say. But we didn't resolve to defer consideration. The motion I moved was that the proposed motion lay on the table.
Well, it's the same result.
Not really.
It's just moved to the next meeting.
Because of, you know...
But it's not...
It says that it's consideration.
So it can be indeterminately deferred, is what you're getting at? Is that what you're saying?
No, motion that lay on the table, it lays on the table till the next meeting. And then the next meeting determines the result.
Director?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the procedural motion for a matter to lay on the table means the matter can lay on the table until such time as the councillors believe they have enough information for it to be raised from the table and re-debated. That can be at the next council meeting.
That was the purpose of the next meeting, yeah.
Or it could be...
Any meeting.
At any meeting.
Yeah.
But in response to the question from Councillor Fennell, the application was withdrawn by the Hearts of Gold Committee following the procedural motion.
Okay.
So that will be minuted?
We can have that minuted.
Thank you.
No. Anything further, Councillor Fennell?
No, thank you.
Right. Councillor Moore?
No.
Okay. Very good. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. So move over to section 1, Executive Services, 6.1, the monthly status report on page 7. The council receive and note the monthly status report. Council meeting actions July 2024. Have a mover, please.
Yep.
Councillor Lord, seconder. Councillor Keatley. Councillor Lord, are there any things you'd like to talk about?
Have we got anything with regard to the landscaping still out of...
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we have received some quotes, but there have been some drainage issues identified which will need to be undertaken. So at this stage, it is still a work in progress.
Right. And the airport planning, are we nearly resolved that one yet?
If I may, Mr. Mayor, yes, I can actually give an update, full update on that one, so I'll just call it up. Yeah, since this was developed, we've been able to get some better timelines together. Yeah, so we've been able to confirm a few things. So the timeline for the graduate is, planning advice indicates that with the successful modification to the LEP through the planning proposal, the works can actually be undertaken as exempt development, meaning that a development application will not be required. This means the council will need to develop a detailed REF, which is currently underway. To support this REF, noise studies have been undertaken, as well as biodiversity studies and also a site contamination study. These are completed and will be incorporated into the final document. To finalise the LEP amendments through the planning proposal gateway alteration, we have the following timelines. So it's currently with the Department of Planning, Biodiversity, Conservation and Science Department for comment. The advice to date is that'll be completed at the end of this month. We will then be able to go to exhibition, both public and to Transport New South Wales and Rural Fire Service, early August. So we're hoping to do that on the 1st of August. That will then we'll be able to go to the post-exhibition finalisation of the proposal with the department. That can take some time, so it could they. Gave us a fairly conservative timeline of about 3 months. That means that we'll be then able to finalise the proposal in early December and then come to the December council meeting. What we can then do is, because we can now do this as exempt development, we can run the construction tender in parallel with it. So we'll start the commencement of the development of those tenders for construction, aiming to advertise those in early October, close those tenders in November, then we can bring it to the November council meeting for determination on the appropriate construction company to undertake the works, with the works to then commence in the new year.
So we can meet the timeline at the 30th of June 2025?
Yes, as long as everything falls into place in the course of the timeline, we're looking okay.
Do you foresee any problems with the government agency?
No.
There's a plan.
Okay, very good. Foreseeing an actual...
One other thing, can I just say I read the draft submission. I think it was excellent. Thank you. For the Electoral Commission.
Mm. Mm. Yep. Very good. Yep. Okay, there's no further comments.
Just one thing. The lease for the 184 Main Street. I thought that was going to be brought back to the council, as in you were going to get a revision on the, or get a quote on the new rent or the rent on the building.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was. I thought you were going to bring it back to us and just.
Rent's
or did we decide to leave that up to you?
I thought that was a rollout.
The lease is assigned. It goes up the same rent.
Because
but it was coming under a new lease, so
it's a new lease. It doesn't need to be assigned.
Yeah. Through Mr. Mayor, it was a transfer of the lease. Certainly take note of the need to review the rent and have already sought a quote from somebody independent.
I thought it was just a rollover, what they have.
It is at
it
this
is.
Point
That's
in time, yes.
So when the lease is finished, then it happens?
The lease
it's
provides for, I
12
think it's an annual review.
An annual review.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
So it hasn't been reviewed in 3 years.
Okay, right. Very good.
Yeah.
Any further questions, councillors, regarding the monthly status report? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. Move over to 6.2, Delegates Report, the National General Assembly. It is recognised here that the Delegates Report for the National General Assembly be received and noted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore, Councillor Fennell. Councillor Moore, would you like to comment?
No, I did see some stuff on the media about it and what they were asking for and that sort of stuff. It sounded like a very positive sort of, and it seemed like there was a fair stack of people there too.
There was. It was well supported.
500 and something odd people, I think they quoted.
Well,
so that's
supported. Councillor Fennell?
No, I just sort of thought something in the distant future, should a person get re-elected, might not be a bad opportunity to go along with a bit of adequate notice.
Yeah, we. It's any councillor can attend if you if you feel that you want to. We still didn't get anywhere with our major issues, which are constitutional recognition and 1% federal assistance grants. So we don't seem to be getting any traction. There seems to be bipartisan agreement that we're not going to get an increase in federal assistance grants. So we're only at just, I think it's about 0.52% of total tax revenue, and we're after 1%, which would make a significant difference to council. But yeah, so far, no joy. So we just have to keep working it. Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, nothing additional to add. It's provides it's one of those events that provides great opportunity for whether it be staff or councillors to advocate or liaise with other councillors and potentially members of parliament. So, plus there's also an exhibition hall which is there and always provides a great opportunity to find solutions.
Councillor Moore, you would have loved that. There was actually an exhibition on audiovisual and recording.
Opportunity lost.
So, yeah, that would have been right up your alley.
Opportunity lost.
The other thing you get is a chance to network with other mayors. And it was interesting. I spoke to a mayor from Burnett in Queensland, and he has an area, a road network, three times ours.
Mm.
And from discussions with him, he just has the same problems as I have, just three times as many. So it's the same all over the country. So when you're talking to mayors throughout the country, all the issues are very similar. We're all under pressure. So that's just the way life is at the moment. Anyway, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Let's move over to 6.3, the Risk, Work, Health and Safety Quarterly Report. Recommendation that Council receive and note the Risk, Wealth, Work, Health and Safety Report for the quarter ending June 2024. Can I have a mover, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, seconder. Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Clark, would you like to speak to it?
No.
Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to
totally
it?
Totally risk averse, no.
Very good.
It's all in there.
Any other councillors like to speak to it? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Clear it, carry. Over to Section 2, Corporate and Community Services, 6.4. Okay. There's a recommendation there, one, that Council receive and note the information contained within the Finance and Investment Report for the month of June 2024, and two, that Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 June to 30th of June 2024, summarising the account summary totalling $9,011,846.30. Can I have a mover, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Lord, seconder.
Yeah.
Councillor Moore. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
Oh, I think it basically is pretty reasonable. It's all there, and I'd like to make a comment. There's 97.5% of our rates are paid in the year, and
fantastic.
I think that's a very, very good positive.
Yeah, excellent. Councillor Moore?
I was just about to say the same.
Same thing. Yep. Very good. Any other councillors like to make a comment? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move over to 6.5. The Bar Medman Community Section 355 Committee. There's a recognition there that Council A, disband the Bar Medman Community Committee, a Section 355 Committee of Council. B, endorse the negotiations with the Bar Medman Community Care Centre Incorporated. And C, determine that the funds remaining within the Bar Medman Community Committee account be utilised to undertake improvement works within the village of Bar Medman. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Fennell. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
I think this is a really good outcome, actually, because the people on the committee are a very good. Long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're the locals. They know the lay of the land. They're very responsible. Couldn't be in a better group of hands, and I think just probably what this community needs, to, especially with the centenary coming up in October, that's going to be massive. They've done so much work.
That's great.
It's going to be bring so many people back for them, as we thought it will too in September, and so... I think
good.
This is a great outcome.
Very good. Councillor Fennell?
I think this has been a really good outcome too, like Councillor McGlynn has pointed out, but for other reasons as well too. It's the relationship between council staff and the people of Bar Medman. I think credit where credit's due. There's been a lot of hard yards put in there by council staff, and I thank you very much for that excellent communication there, and I think they really have more confidence in us now with the outcome that's sort of happened, and I echo there too with you talking about in good hands.
Very good.
There's some Director very good Lee. People there.
Would you like to make a comment?
Oh, I mean, thank you for your kind words, Councillor Fennell. The community at Balm Edmund has some fantastic community members that are very enthusiastic about the place they call home, and I think the committee that is now managing the community centre is certainly very well organised and eager to not only put on a great event for the Back to Balm Edmund processes in October, but they're also keen to make sure that Balm Edmund itself is maintained to a good standard, and I think this will ensure that some of the work that the 355 committee was undertaking will continue to happen, but it will just be in slightly different hands. So.
Very good. Are there any further comments from any other councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move to Section 3, Technical Services. 6.6, the roads program for 2024-2025. A lot of work to be done. The recommendation there that council endorse the 2024-2025 roads program. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Moore and Councillor Crowe. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
Oh, anything we can do to the roads is
fantastic.
It's wonderful. Gets them off our back.
Councillor Crowe.
I just note that we're up $4 million. I'm just wondering, are we able to be covering that $4 million in
directors
for roads?
Yes, certainly through you, Mr. Beard. Look, there's a lot of grant funding in this program. That's why it's so big.
Yeah.
We had a lot of grant funding last year, and this year you've got $5 million out of Corral. We've got that regional emergency repair, road repair fund, which is about $4 million. We've got a fixing local roads is included. We've got an LRCI, local roads and community infrastructure around four, there's $1 million. We've got $1 million from OLG for a causeway out on Quandiella Road. We've got our $1.5 million in our flood damage. There's $3.6 million alone from our roads to recovery. Oh, sorry, Resources for Regions program, which Resources for Regions 9, which includes some resales, some rehab. The plan of attack is going to be is a lot of this work is going to have to go out to the contract. Again, just to put it in perspective, there's 135 kilometres of wet road and we've got 82 kilometres of gravel resheeting, let alone in that Resources for Regions program alone, the reseal's 24 kilometres worth. So on top of our own funds, we haven't gone above and above with our own funds. This is just a big program because of all the grant funding that's out there.
Very good. Mr. Director, are these funds for these roads, the dates to complete the works open-ended, or are there time constraints?
There's time constraints on a lot of these programs. So the fixing local roads is end of this financial year. The regional emergency road repair fund, fair enough, that's over 4 years, but we've committed to spending about that $3.8 million in this coming financial year. The LRCIs, the Resources for Regions ones do bleed over a little bit into next financial year, but because they're all contracts, what we'll try and do is bundle up a heap of contracts just to get them out of the way so that when we come to next financial year, we're probably back to a little bit more status quo.
So we're mindful of that and we'll manage the roads program accordingly to fit within those timeframes.
And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get this roads program done so quickly, and also why we've been very tight in some of the projects we've assigned, is because we're aware of the enormity of the effort that we as council are going to put in over the next 12 months to get this money expended. We wanted to try and tighten it down as far as we could, so we can get those contracts out as soon as possible, get our crews working as soon as possible, and on, et
Very good. Councillors, any other comments you'd like to make about the roads program? If there aren't, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. Move on to 6.7. It's the tender for the supply road sweeper. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 award, is it Butcher or Butcher?
Booker
Municipal, the tender for the supply of one road sweeper at a cost of $411,240.99, excluding GST, and 2 declines Booker Municipal's trade offer and Council sell the trade vehicle at public auction. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn, have a seconder. Councillor Lord.
Can you explain it first? What are you accepting, one or not the other? Can you...
Mr. Director?
Yeah.
Sorry, Councillor, what was the question?
So, we awarded one and then we declined the other. So, can you just be a little more...
Yes, certainly. Basically, Booker offered us a low trade offer on our existing machine. So I think I can't remember the exact dollar value.
Oh, so you're going to keep that machine?
So now what we'll do is we'll just send it down to Pickles in Wagga and roll the dice there with auction.
We've been advised
by Pickles that we can probably achieve a little bit more money for it than we could from the trade, and Booker
aren't terribly interested. Okay. So the one we're getting is bigger and better.
It's actually able to move between the towns at road speed, whereas the current one is what's called a hydrostatic drive, so it maxes out at about 30 k's an hour. So at least this one will be able to be a little bit more responsive to outside of Wylong and West Wylong with that machine, get around a lot more.
And they're a popular choice with other councils?
I've actually had both the Booker or the Rosmec machine. They're both quality machines.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so no problems.
They're larger and more efficient than the ones we've got.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's mainly the travel, I think. If you talk to Councillor Keatley over here, I think he's got some comments to make about the street sweeper at Ungerry. Is that right?
It seems to be the most important thing in a lot of people's lives to have their street swept, and they don't seem to have a wheelbarrow and a broom. It wouldn't take long to do their little patchwork anyway.
Councillor Pennell?
I'm just wondering if we've got a possible delivery time of this, because it's
going
to be ordered from overseas or something.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, we don't. They're actually made in Australia. At the moment, delivery times are a little bit elongated with this sort of stuff, so no, we don't have a definite date at this point.
Very good. Any further questions, Councillor? No? Okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Declare
it carried. Move over to 6.8. The draft contaminated land policy. There's a recommendation there, one, that Council endorsed the draft contaminated land policy and placed the policy on public exhibition for a period of 28 days from the 17th of July 2024. 2, should there be any comments received from the community on the draft contaminated land policy, a further report be prepared and presented to Council. And 3, should there be no comment from the community within the 42-day commentary period, Council formally adopt the draft contaminated land policy. Can I have a mover, please?
I move.
Councillor Lord, seconded. Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
Look, I read it as quickly as I could, but I couldn't find anything else, and I'm sure there'll be people who are more skilled than I am in the contaminated land when it goes on public exhibition to make comment.
Well, I think also ReRock and a lot of the councils have gone over this ground already, so I think they've had a pretty good look at it. Councillor McGlynn?
I only got through 6 pages. And then I got too much. But now that it's got a lot, we've got a greater amount of time, I'll continue. Great reading.
Would any other councillors like to make a comment regarding that? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move over to section 4, reports for information. Can I have a mover to adopt these reports? Councillor Fennell, seconded. Councillor Crowe. We'll just move through them one by one. So 6.9, the community development report. Any questions, comments, councillors?
I think it's great we do the safe driver courses.
Mm.
Oh. My son did it this year, and Yeah, it was a really interesting point.
Did you do it, Councillor McGlynn, or?
Do you want me to teach them? I'll do that.
Yeah, but there was horses in front.
Very good. Any further comments, councillors? No. Move to 6.10, Youth Services Report.
They seem to be doing some really good stuff, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Seem to be getting a few.
And the thing that they had, they all went over to Hay, wasn't it? And had it.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a good experience for them all.
Leadership Summit there?
Yeah, Leadership Summit.
That's one.
Yeah. Any further comments? No. Okay, so we'll move over to 6.11, the Blandshire Library Monthly Update. They're doing a fantastic job,
yeah,
as usual.
I don't need to reinforce that, they're doing an excellent job.
Yes, yes they do. Do a great job.
And I will be honest and say, the visit, I've actually had a couple of comments in my work through the regional library, and there's been, you know, the ones I've had have been positive. You know.
The mobile library's out and about, so that's good.
Mm.
Very good. Okay, we're over to 6.12, the Children's Services June update.
Okay. Children do very well in our community, don't
they?
They
do.
With the interest that the staff have in the variety of their activities and interests that they do.
And also the infrastructure that's in the town for them.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very broad, isn't it?
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
And there's a huge amount of infrastructure here for kids under the age of 12.
Very good. Director, you don't have any comments in that area? No,
not specifically.
Okay.
They're just
good.
Helping them live their best lives.
Very good.
Yeah.
They are. That's right. That's a good comment. 6.13, the Bland Community Care Services update. June 2024. So the elderly are all enjoying themselves by the looks of things.
Certainly are.
We're well fed, I'm a bit jealous.
More than welcome to go pull out there
right
on a Wednesday for lunch.
Right, okay, very good.
Just make sure you let them know so they save you some food.
Okay, here we go. Number 6.14, the Blandshire Museum Advisor Report. Hasn't she been an asset? No?
I think that's good that she's working in there with the Barm Edmund 150th Anniversary Committee,
yeah,
and that,
cool.
I mean, with their displays and things, it certainly improve some of those shop fronts if they can contact the owners and get the owners' permission.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm.
That's very good.
Yeah, I think the museum advisor has been proven to be very, very worthwhile over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And the feedback and the comment I get is exceptionally
positive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Previously, we used to have a little bit of a, you know, flexible, but this we've got
she's been excellent.
Positive.
Yeah,
if
she's
we
excellent.
Actually had a heritage advisor that was doing a greater job as the museum advisor, we'd be really happy.
Okay, so we'll move over to 6.15, Technical Services Report. So, Mr. Director, the DC3's coming along, is that right, or what's going on?
Yeah, we've had a hold up with the getting the fuselage out of the park into the hangar. I followed it up with the NHVR. Turned out that there was an issue with the approval that the transport company had sought to do it. They needed a couple of documents to supply to it. Apparently, according to NHVR, they didn't get back in the time frames that were requested. Anyway, so that meant that the application lapsed, so they've got to relodge their application through the NHVR portal. And you will see how that goes.
Okay. Any questions, councillors, regarding the technical services report? I get a comment from you about the industrial state. How's that going?
You're probably better.
Director, the industrial estate, how's that coming along?
Yeah, with the industrial estate, the seal was programmed to go down today. However, putting the bitumen down in this sort of weather doesn't actually is quite conducive to a good finish. So the contractor will look for another alternative date when the weather is actually better, in better conditions. The contracts for the sales are now, the council solicitor is actually starting to develop those. And then we're just waiting on Essential Energy to finalise their approvals for the connection of the power. We've got company on standby ready to do that work as soon as we get the go ahead from Essential Energy.
Very good. Move over to 6.16, the Development Services Activity Report. Any comments, observations, councillors?
There have been a lot of comments in the community about the lack of dog catcher on a weekend. Is that a permanent thing, or are we looking for one, or what? Where are we with it?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, basically we've got we've advertised for a relief ranger. I think that is closed, and when they've been through and assessed, if we're lucky enough to appoint, that'll give us some coverage on the weekends. So the non-ranger is only a temporary measure while we're short-staffed.
Okay.
Could the existing ranger perhaps cover one in two or something like that for the time being? Could that be suggested to her?
That just makes it a little bit awkward. We provide it one weekend, but we're not providing on another. Just otherwise, it becomes very confusing out there when a ranger is available.
Well, we're just trying to provide any service we can at the moment. There's no service, so anything that we can provide is better than nothing. Anyway.
It's certainly not the case that she doesn't want to
work. No. Okay, well, that's very good. Any further comments, councillors, regarding the Development Services Activity Report?
Does it tip under that one?
No.
Well, we can put it under that
one.
No,
I just had a couple of complaints that appears there was a mix-up on opening the tip on Sunday, and it wasn't open. And a few people went up there to dump stuff, and the tip wasn't open.
Mr. Director.
And there was some confusion about who was supposed to be working or something along that lines.
I will have to take that one on notice.
Very good.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Thanks, Councillor Moore. All right, if there's no further questions. Councillor Lord.
The locations for the EV, is that to do with the NRMA or a commercial organisation?
Mr. Director.
No, that's a commercial organisation, so no, it's not to do with the one that you heard about the other day.
Fast charger,
yep.
Oh.
Just a bit of feedback on the NRMA one. I've sent a request back to NRMA, and I'm still waiting on a response to at least have a consider a commercial arrangement, a consideration of a commercial arrangement for council. All the use in it, since they now charge users for it. I won't see what they come back with.
Very good. Any further questions, councillors? You got that look on your face, Councillor Fennell, is there something?
I can't help it.
Very good. Okay, if there's, I'll put a motion to adopt those reports. So, all those in favour?
Aye.
Fair, okay. Okay, move on to reports of committees. There's just some Golden Fields Water County Council minutes there. Any questions regarding those? If not, can I have a mover to adopt those, please? Councillor Crowe, seconder?
Yeah, well, I'll
good on you, Councillor Clark. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Now we'll move on to the item of the night. We've got a notice of motion from Councillor Moore, and it's regarding the provision of audiovisual equipment for the recording of council meetings. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
I pretty much put down all my thoughts on it. The only thought I've had since is basically the difference between need and requirement. It is a requirement, as I've read here, that we have an audio recording, which we have, which after listening to it is of poor quality. After the last meeting, and that was an absolute fiasco, as I've already said, we need to improve our AV recordings in this chamber, and that the reasons I've laid out the reasons why it's no longer a requirement, it's now a need to do better. Everyone in here talks about transparency and accountability and all that sort of stuff. Well, I think the best way we can do that is by putting a better AV system within the chambers. And also during discussion, there was also discussion of reconfiguring this council chambers. So the tables no longer face that way. We will face the public, getting us to turn around. So we're now facing the public gallery. I also consider that to be quite a good idea. Having our backs to people is, in most social systems, considered
that's part
rude.
That's part of this motion, Councillor Moore?
No, it's not, but it's something that was brought up in discussions at the workshop. I didn't. The motion had already been put in, so.
Okay. Do I have a seconder for this motion, Councillor Fennell? I've got two. They're very popular. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Fennell?
I think everything that Councillor Moore's written down here, I think, is vital to the transparency and the openness of what we do here. If people don't get the opportunity to come along here and experience it, well, they have options as to what happens. I think the audio, I was confused regarding that meeting, and I sought clarification in the audio, and I found that very difficult. There are other things that cause confusion there about the fact that if you go to move something or something gets seconded, often that comes as a visual thing from the person chairing the meeting at the time. I still feel that was missed at a time. And all these different things I think could be picked up with the visual thing there as well. So
Councilor,
I can really only...
Are you finished, Councillor Fennell?
Thank you.
I'd just like to move an amendment, because I just believe we only really need the audio installing at the moment and as per the regulations, and I'd like to move that. Yes, we source and fund and install a new audio system in the council chambers. I'm not convinced we need a visual one at this stage. We're talking about reconfiguration, but anyway, that's what I would move as an amendment.
Have you got a
seconder
for that? You'll second that amendment?
Upgrade.
Councillor Lee, would you like to speak to that?
I think upgrade the audio side of the thing. Come back at the workshop where you've got a few quotes about it. I mean, we don't want the state-of-the-art, you know, rock-star audio, but good, clear audio. Upgrade that for the council. Yeah, I'd support that.
Not
to be sure.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Any further comments, Councillor Crowe, look like you want to
say. So what are we doing here? Are we
debating the amendment now?
Debating the amendment.
Yeah.
No, I'll be voting no to the amendment.
Okay.
We're going to get one.
Councillor Moore, did you want to comment on the amendment?
Part of the reason why I put in the visual was there was, as Councillor Fennell said, there was cues missed during that 6.6 strengthening that were missed. They were missed by yourself, the Mayor, and a visual recording of the meeting would not allow that to happen. We can go back to it, we can check it. I mean, footy can do it in 10 seconds. Probably we could do the same thing. And I'm not asking for a multi-million dollar AV system. Director Belind has already told me about ones that have that you can get relatively cheap that even sets your talking time. So if you're going for 5 minutes, it will cut your mic off. That sort of thing. I mean, it's not rocket science. We're not asking for a multi-million system. Just something that gives us a decent and something that we can reflect on later on if we need to.
Okay. Any further comments regarding the amendment?
I can speak of right of reply.
You can have a right of reply.
Well, basically, I believe at this stage a high quality audio system will give us all the feedback and information we want. I've spoken to a couple of other councils around the place and they've actually all got high quality audio systems. They haven't got audio visuals. And I'm just concerned that, you know, we've got a tight budget We talk about audio visual. You know, I don't want to commit us to a visual system, which may cost us a lot of money initially, but I do believe we do need a lot better audio recording for the meetings.
Councillor Fennell.
Councillor Lord, if I may.
Can I?
You've got to speak.
No,
through the mayor. Oh, that's right. A reply. That's finished. That's right. Yeah. Put the amendment. Okay.
The amendment is lost. Yeah. Councillor Fennell.
Okay. Can I put the amendment? Can I have by show of hands? Who's in favour of the amendment? 3, 4. And who's against the amendment? 1, 2, 3. I'm going to vote against the amendment, and I have the casting vote, so I declare the amendment lost, so we'll return to the original motion. I'll put the original motion. Oh, was there any further discussion on the original motion? Councillor Crowe.
I'd like to speak for the motion. I missed the last meeting and I listened to it the following day, and it was just horrible to try and listen to. Sometimes you hear the background noise of somebody chit-chattering somewhere in a corner as opposed to the person who's speaking. On the visual side of it, if a local, and not West Wyalong, a localised non-for-profit organisation such as Griffith Black and White Rugby League Football Club can live stream their games, they're run by volunteers, they do not have much money. But they can live stream their games at their home ground every second Sunday that you can sit in your lounge room at home and watch. I do not see how it would cost us any more than like maybe $5,000 in full total to set this joint up, professionalise us, and create more interest in council. What I have noted since the last meeting was there was a lot of discussion out in the public from people within the community regarding things that were said, what went on. So let's get on the back of that bandwagon. Yeah, whether it's good, bad or otherwise publicity, people are interested. We've got an election around the corner. People are actually starting to get interested in the council instead of just sitting back going, what do you do, what do you do? So let's put it out there, professionalise it and get people to get on TV and watch us. Get them to listen to us because we might get some more information from them rather than, oh, there's a meeting on Tuesday. Well, yeah, well, I'm not going to that. But a night like tonight, I wouldn't have expected anybody to turn up at the meeting. But if it could one day be live streamed to them while it's on, they can sit in front of their fire, have a cup of coffee, or eat their tea, and we might take on Home and Away for ratings or something. We need to get professional.
Any further comments, Councillor Fennell?
I'd just like to add, just regarding the visual and the audio, it doesn't really matter how good your audio is, it's still going to miss anything visual that might be out there to be recognised, unless of course meeting procedure changes and instead of a show of a hand to move something or second something, you've got a grunt so the audio picks it up. That's what I'm in favour of a visual, because you see it, you hear it, there's no doubt.
Very good. Any further comments, councillors? Councillor
and
Moore.
Also on the side of the visual, people will watch television, but they won't sit down and listen to an audiobook. Okay, so if we give them visual, they're more likely to look at it. With that?
Very good.
I watch an audiobook before I watch
it. Put it to the vote. Video. All those in favour, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Against, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have the casting vote. We have audio visual. Could I have a mover to close the meeting, please? Councillor Crowe, a seconder, Councillor Moore. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. Thanks very much.
You don't have to go to the
I don't know about Facebook.
The audio.